God created the angels. In sacred scripture, we read about the frequent intervention of angels in human affairs. Some outstanding examples. The archangel Raphael appears to Tobias. The archangel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that God wishes her to be his mother. When Jesus is born, an angel gives the good news to the shepherds. Another angel releases Peter from prison. This lesson treats the subject of the good angels and the devil and evil spirits. The existence of angels and demons is a truth of faith. There are stories that tell of witches, fairies, goblins, but we know that they are not true, that they are only fables meant to entertain us. When we speak of angels and demons, we are not referring to fables. Angels and demons do really exist. God has spoken of angels and demons, and he cannot lie, not even to help us to be good. God always speaks the truth. We believe that angels and demons exist because God has so revealed it to us. Demons are spirits who sinned against God. All spirits were created by God and were his children through grace. But Lucifer, along with his band of rebel angels, turned against God, saying, "We do not wish to serve God." God's faithful angels responded, "We shall serve God." A battle in heaven ensued, in which the host of angels led by Saint Michael the Archangel prevailed. Lucifer and his rebel angels were condemned to eternal punishment in hell for their sinful rebellion against God, their Creator. Demons tempt men. The evil spirits from the moment of their sin hate God and all those who love him. That is why they wish all men to offend God and to be condemned to hell. That is the reason why they tempt men. There are many instances in the Bible. Eve's temptation when Satan appeared to her in the form of a serpent. Jesus' temptations in the desert. We are likewise often tempted by the devil to do something which is wrong in the sight of God. The habitual procedure the devil follows in tempting us is to entice us to give in to those evil inclinations which underlie our weakened human nature. Temptation is not in itself sinful. It is a sin only if we give in to the diabolical insinuations. Therefore, when we realize it as a temptation, we should say with our whole heart, "Get behind me, Satan." When we are assailed by temptation, we should pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary and our guardian angel for the grace to resist. The protection of the guardian angels. In the book of Tobias, in the Old Testament, we read the story of a young man named Tobias, who is obliged by circumstances to go on a long and dangerous journey to a faraway city. Not knowing the way, Tobias hopes to find a fellow traveler, and God, in his providence, sends the archangel Raphael to accompany and protect him, to show him the way and return him safely back home. Our life on earth is a hazardous journey to heaven. How to find the way? How to escape the risks of injury and evil which threaten body and soul? God has sent to each of us an angel, our guardian angel, who is always at our side to protect and guide us on the way. Our guardian angel loves us as our best friend, protects us day and night, and speaks to us deep down in our hearts, inviting us to do good and avoid evil. When we pray, he offers our prayers to God. holy water. The Church advises Christians to use holy water, a sacramental, to implore pardon for our venial sins and protection from God against the devil's snares. Saint Teresa of Jesus said, "Holy water frightens away the devil far more effectively than any other remedy." Resolutions for Christian life. Learn the prayer to the guardian angel and say it in the morning when you wake up. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here, ever this day be at my side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Remember that we ask God in the Our Father to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our guardian angel will always be at our side, helping us to do our part in struggling against and warding off temptations.